1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. House lawmakers are expected to vote tonight on the debt ceiling package, even as a growing block of Republicans are voicing criticisms over the deal, saying the spending cuts don't go far enough. Majority Whip Tom Emmer, working to shore up support, says he's not concerned about the criticism.
People say things when they don't know all the information. They tend to act differently once they do.
Congress must raise the debt limit by Monday, June 5th, to avoid defaulting on its loan obligations. President Biden also expressing optimism the bill will pass. He's at the White House meeting with FEMA and emergency response officials on hurricane preparedness. The Atlantic season begins tomorrow. The road to the White House is getting more crowded. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie expected to announce that he'll jump into the presidential race, joining other Republican candidates. Sources say Christie's official announcement will come next week during a town hall in New Hampshire. This is ABC News. A race against time in Davenport, Iowa, after the partial collapse of an apartment building. Officials had planned to demolish the structure, but now they're changing course. Two people may still be trapped in the building. The Department of Transportation has announced a new rule for vehicles requiring them to have an advanced automatic braking system, or AEB, that could help prevent roadway injuries and fatalities. Deputy Transportation Secretary Polly Trottenberg.
AEB systems are a big step forward in saving lives on our runways and preventing crashes. When deployed, AEB systems can potentially bring a vehicle to a complete halt or at least slow them down so that there's significantly less damage on impact.
Automakers have 4 years from when the rule goes into effect to fully implement the new systems. Hundreds of Amazon workers are staging a walkout today at company headquarters in Seattle. It's a protest over the mandate forcing employees to return to work at least 3 days a week. Workers are also upset about recent layoffs. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt Mayer. Here's what you need to know. A group of Republican lawmakers introducing a bill to alter Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. It would increase the penalty for performing an abortion while clarifying medical procedures to save a pregnant woman's life. Attorney General Josh Call and a group of doctors are suing to overturn that 1849 ban. They say a 1985 law allowing abortions up to the point of viability takes precedence. The case is expected to come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The risk of fire danger is high in most of Wisconsin until we finally get more rain. The Department of Natural Resources and local fire departments have responded to more than 90 wildfires in just the last week. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Brewers last night by a score of 7-2. I'm Jay Natnair. This is Civic Media News.
Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. Start out with some good news, free baseball tickets. We have some excellent baseball tickets for the game. It's the Baltimore Orioles, the game coming up on Tuesday, 6:40 p.m. first pitch. Anybody who wants them, call 844-967-2789. The first people that call will get them. It'll be a great game, and it's also among the best seats in the house, quite literally the best seats in the house. By the way, I'll say it again, if you want to listen to the Brewers live, and there's nothing like a baseball game, just sitting there in the backyard listening to it, I'll tell you what, you can hear it on our Oshkosh station, Oshkosh Air Support on Civic Media, 93.3 FM, 1100 AM, or the Richland Center station. The news from the center, Richland Center, 107 FM, 1450 AM. So if you want the tickets, give it a call. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to get right to it. Where are we on debt relief? Where are we on debt relief? Where are we on extending the debt limit? Well, let's get up to speed on that and then talk about some of the strategy. It passed the Rules Committee yesterday, 7-6. Then they sent it to the floor. It's going to be voted on today in the House at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7:30 p.m. our time. If you're not doing anything at 7:30 p.m., turn on probably MSNBC or any one of these stations, and they'll show you the vote. Now, why was it only 7-6? The reason it was only 7-6 is there are only four Democrats on the Rules Committee. There are nine Republicans. I personally think, you know, the Republicans have a very narrow majority. They only have 222 seats. One of them, the fellow from Utah, is resigning, although he's still in there right now, 222 seats. So why, and we have 213, why should they have nine seats and we have four? But that's the way it is. These gerrymandered Republicans sneak in, and that's what they do. But in any event, all four Democrats voted against it, put the onus on the Republicans. Joe Biden's position, my position, everybody's position in the Democratic Party is there shouldn't be any linkage. There shouldn't be any linkage. The debt limit has to be extended because Congress already passed this legislation on a bipartisan basis, already passed it, and Biden signed it. So the second vote is what? Are we going to honor the bonds that we issued to fund what we've already passed. So four Democrats voted against it, all four. Seven of the nine Republicans voted for it. Two of them didn't, two right-wing nuts. So there were six votes opposed, seven in favor. By one vote, it got through, going out on the floor. Between you, me, and the fence post, the one right-wing nut who voted for it, there are three right-wing nuts on the Rules Committee, one voted for it, is Massey from Kentucky, who's a very strange ranger, very strange ranger. In any event, he has some twisted theory about why he voted for it. So none of the Dems had to jump in. If, frankly, he had stuck a knife in it, one of the Dems would have come on and it would have gone to the floor. The Rules Committee under the Republican leadership is required to send it to the floor. In the old days, the Speaker sent it to the floor. McCarthy says he's for it, but that's not good enough. They put handcuffs on him. And so it's going to the floor tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Now, what's the vote going to be like? Moscow Mitch in the Senate says he thinks it's going to pass. Joe Biden says he thinks it's going to pass. Kevin McCarthy says he has the votes. The rough count is that about 150 Republicans out of the 222 will vote for it. 72 or more won't. 34 of them have already come out and said they won't vote for it. That means to get to 218, they need 218 votes because there's 435 members of the House of Representatives, and 218 is one vote into a majority. So if the Republicans come up with 150 votes, that means the Democrats have to come with 68 votes to get to 218. 218. You can't tell for sure who's going to vote or not. One thing you can tell for sure is that Kevin McCarthy thinks that he's going to have half of his caucus, that he'll have half of his caucus vote for it. And why is that? Because the Republicans have an internal rule that if a majority of the caucus does not support a vote, the Speaker can't just submit it and try to goose it up with Democratic votes. It has to be at least half. Well, half of 222 is 111. So he's going to need 112 votes. I think he has them. I think he has them. They think he'll get 150 of them. We also have plenty of Democratic votes. There's so many caucuses. You know, I'd get rid of these caucuses. Why is there's a 100-member new Democrat coalition? There's a 46-member, quote, bipartisan problem solvers caucus. There's a progressive caucus. There should be one caucus, the Democratic caucus, and a Republican caucus. Those are the caucuses. But there's a 100-member new Democratic caucus, a new Democrat coalition, 46-member bipartisan problem solvers caucus. What do you mean problem solvers? You get elected to Congress, you better be out there to solve some problems. But in any event, those 146 combined are expected to vote for it. So there'll be enough votes to get by. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Some of the right-wing nuts who oppose it, one of them came up with, this is just precious. Absolutely. This guy, Ralph Norman from South Carolina, not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He's opposed to it. He'd like to see the economy tank to hurt Joe Biden. He objected on the grounds that McCarthy had promised when they blackmailed him to make him speaker, saying that, you know, one congressman could call the question on whether he should be recalled, all that kind of stuff. But one of the things he promised was he would give everybody 3 days to read any bill. 3 days, any bill having to do with finance. Well, the 3 days ends at 8:30 tonight Eastern time. The bill's 99 pages. Ralph Norman, not the sharpest knife in the drawer, said, I can't possibly read 99 pages in 3 days. Oh, really? You can't read 99 pages in 3 days, you idiot. You contemptible idiot. These are the machinations that are going on. Basically, what's happening is the progressives and people on the left in the Democratic Party are objecting to any accommodation Biden made. even though it's a pretty good bill from the Democratic perspective. And the Republicans on the right wing are objecting because they want to bankrupt the country to, quote, hurt Joe Biden, end quote, in the hell with the United States. And that's what's going on. We're going to go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Say, if you recall, or help me out with this, Matt, many, many years ago when Ron Reagan was president, we had a saying, we don't negotiate with terrorists, I believe. Well, right. It seems to me, in the Republican Party, the people that participated in a domestic terrorist attack and supported it would be called terrorists.
Right.
In fact, many of them, if you look into it, they have criminal records. And I think one of these, listen to the debates in Congress, listen to the debates in the House, listen to all the debates. America, the younger Americans just have had it with these people. You have no credibility. You have no honesty. You have no diplomacy. And your leadership skills aren't even on the horizon. And yet your house is burning and you're worried about weeds in the Republicans' grass. Your house is burning to the ground, and you keep pointing to the weeds. America's not that stupid anymore, Jim Jordan. America's not that stupid, Matt Gaetz. America's not stupid, that Kennedy, that clown from out east. My gosh, we're just not that dumb anymore. You might still believe that dumb. So what we need to do is use some things out of their playbook. Well, we're not going to address this anymore. We're going to deem you... what's the word, censored. I mean, there's a lot of things we could threaten them with. They love to threaten the Democrats, and Democrats roll over and play dead. You've said a bunch of times about little cat's feet. It's now elephant feet that's walking right into the halls of Congress and Senate and trampling on the Constitution. And some of these younger members have the chutzpah to stand up to these clowns and say, we're done. We're not listening to your kangaroo courts. And Jim Jordan, you got a subpoena hanging over your head. You don't even want to face what you did at Ohio State. Come on. And I can name many of them, some of the criminal charges they have. There's an office, and help me out with this, Matt. I would call it a statistics for the government. How much has the Republicans spent on these fake investigations that cost millions, maybe billions, and we put up with it? Do we really have to listen to all this song and dance? They ran up a heck of a charge card. Now they don't want to pay the charge card bill. That doesn't even make sense. I mean, men, work with me. You got to have some intelligence. This isn't a rocker room. This is, you know, you're adults. Pull up your big boy pants and let's get to work. They want to play games. I don't know how I could face them as a representative and not just say, I'm going to ignore you because you have no credibility. What's your thoughts, Matt?
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, you always do, but you really nailed it this time. Just remember what's going on here, folks. I think we're the only country in the world other than Kenya who has two votes. First of all, you vote and you issue bonds to appropriate money. And secondly, you have another vote. Should I make good on the bonds? When was the last time you bought a bond or anything? And it's up to the guy that issued it to you and took your money whether he's going to pay you back. Are you kidding me? It's a default, and they're doing it. These clowns, they tied this thing up for a long time to hurt Joe Biden. They thought they were hurting the United States. We're going to get into that a lot more after the break. I see you guys on the lines. The rest of you, do not hang up. Get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Midnight Rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 62. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 87. Lows level off around 61. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Friday, daytime highs approaching 88. 85, a mix of clouds and sun. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 89.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flinder X. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Andy?
Well, Matt, I can't believe it. We're finally maybe going to be able to get the thing passed to not default on our loan and so forth. Yesterday, I heard one Freedom Caucus guy after another say, well, you know, we can't, we still, you know, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. And then, well, are you going to vote for it? And, you know, they wouldn't really come out and say, but how in the hell in the last 10 or 20 years, 15 years, did we get these teabag guys who don't have any common sense or anything, you know, and they just, you know, they're just out to wreck the boat, you know, and, you know, they want to be obstinate to whatever is proposed, and they don't really care.
Right.
And I don't know if all their constituents feel that way or not, but it's really, it's absolutely amazing to see
right.
that kind of a situation.
Well, you know, those are good points. Let me tell you something, Andy. This goes back to Newt Gingrich in the 90s. You may remember he shut the government down one time when he was speaker because Clinton, when he flew to the Middle East on a trip, he brought the speaker along on Air Force One, and he didn't give him a seat up near Clinton. He gave him a seat in the back of the plane. He got miffed at that, and he shut it down. They did it back in 2011 when Obama was in. We never do it to the Republicans when we're in power. It goes back to the First World War and the war bonds that were being issued, and Congress wanted some role in determining how much debt we go into for the First World War. But since then, you know, through Roosevelt, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Nixon, the whole schmear, you know, if you vote for an expenditure and the president signs it and fair and square, you don't go then, well, I may not pay the bonds I issued. Are you kidding me? And suddenly Newt Gingrich revived that tactic. And then they revived it again when Obama was president. We don't do it. We didn't do it to Trump. It was raised three times, even though there was stuff we didn't agree with, like the tax cut for the wealthy. And yet we didn't do it. We didn't go, well, we're not going to increase the debt limit unless you give us Medicare for all. We didn't do it. These clowns do it. These clowns do it. And they do it tactically because they think it will, quote, hurt, end quote, Joe Biden. And then they can become president. Then they can raise the debt limit whenever they want for other stuff. That's what's going on. Thanks a lot for calling, Andy. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Kurt. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, I want to speak a little bit to the Democratic messaging, if I may. Again,
The Republicans are very well choreographed. They clearly have individuals that figure out what sound bites to use and have all of their groups effectively repeat the same sound bite, because the public has got a very, very short memory. So what am I getting to? Well, you know, we have people that do well, like Warren and Raskin, but in a dynamic moment when they're got the camera on, someone should have been, it is so easy to take the sound bite of McCarthy stating the credit card and say, that's right, he ran up the credit card with his children, and now he's stamping his feet and he doesn't want to pay his credit card bill. So we have to step in because he's tied to the U.S. government, and we have to make sure he pays off his debts. That is the messaging that gets through. You throw it back in their face. The Democrats never learn this, and it makes me so angry. That's all.
Yeah. No, I think that's exactly right. And you have raised the issue. I've raised the issue about messaging, because you can, we're great at messaging, and we're not great at, we're great at governing, and we're not great at messaging. And repetition is important too. You can't just say something once and expect people to remember it. Thanks a lot for calling, Kurt. Go back to the line. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. You're next. Do not hang up anybody else. I'll get to you. Stephanie.
All righty. Okay. First of all, from yesterday, I wanted talking about trying to tie lifting the debt limit to basically making people, the most vulnerable of us, pay with their blood, sweat, and tears for their benefits. It's galling. It really, really is. These people will be exploited. Need I say more? Just exploited in every way possible. It just makes me so angry. But one thing I wanted to mention is I've noticed that Kevin McCarthy's name, when I hear the different news stories, comes up a lot. He's out there a lot. And, I'm wondering if I'm thinking that let them, have the Republicans have the press, but I'm wondering if Joe Biden has something in his back pocket. I know certain people in my life and I have talked about, could Biden invoke the 14th Amendment? And with that, I am going to hang up and listen, okay?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I'm going to respond to that. That's an important point. There's one other caller I want to get before the break. So bear with me, Stephanie. I'm going to go to that caller, and then I'm going to respond to you after the break. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from my day. Wisco Paul.
I've said this before, Matt. The whole debt limit thing here is stupid. It's already stuff that's been voted on and approved. We just cut stuff that was already approved. They need to get rid of this debt limit. Once you approve stuff and it goes through the Congress and it's okayed, then you pay that bill. Moving forward, if you want to do something, that's fine. So this whole thing is just, it makes no sense is what I'm saying. So thanks, Matt.
Yeah, that's an excellent comment. You're absolutely right. I mean, we've already voted for this. It's legal. When you issue a bond, you have a legal obligation to pay it. If we default on it, they could sue us, but the average bondholder isn't going to buy, doesn't have the money to hire a lawyer, but big corporations do, and they're going to win. And then a court will say, and who runs a government like that? All right, I'm going to respond further to you and to Stephanie after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Former Vice President Mike Pence getting ready to throw his hat into the presidential ring. He's expected to announce his candidacy in Iowa next week, and a day after former Governor Chris Christie is slated to launch his bid in New Hampshire. The list of GOP candidates is growing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is already campaigning in Iowa and stepping up attacks on former President Trump. ABC's Jonathan Carl is on the trail.
Most of the Iowa Republicans who came to see DeSantis were still undecided about who to support, but almost all of them we spoke to here said they were looking for someone other than Trump.
The debt ceiling bill will go up for a vote tonight in the House. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy and President Biden both expressing optimism that they can get the 218 needed to pass the bill, despite criticism from both sides of the aisle. The president today hosted a briefing of FEMA and emergency response officials on preparations for the Atlantic hurricane season, which starts tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Investigators in southwest Wisconsin say a death at a campground last week is suspicious. Richland County deputies were called to Bunker Hill Campground in Cazenovia Thursday morning. Talks resumed this week between Milwaukee leaders and state lawmakers working on the state budget. Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells the Milwaukee Rotary Club the first new increase in money in 30 years will make Milwaukee a better, safer city.
With more police, answers for calls for service, they'll be quicker. Firefighters and paramedic response times, they will be able to improve. Our libraries will continue to bring new programs, locations, and services to residents all across our city.
Lawmakers are working on a new formula for sharing state money with local communities. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Brewers last night 7-2. Julio Teheran starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Madison Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond to what Stephanie's comment before. Does Joe Biden have something up his sleeve? And boy, does he ever. And let me get into it right now. Remember something. Joe didn't fall off the turnip truck on the way into town. Okay. Joe was in the Senate in 1972. And we are very lucky to have his wisdom and his experience, not just in foreign affairs, but in negotiating very, very tough matters with the Republicans, with a bipartisan Congress where, you know, yeah, we have 51, supposedly 51 senators. One of them's Kyrsten Sinema, who left the Democratic Party, and the other one is Joe Manchin. So, and yet, and then with Republican hostility, consider what Joe did. And remember one thing, and I'm going to read this right now. You remember that Josh Hawley, the Republican right-wing nut, Senator from Missouri, when he was talking about this issue, said, quote, if I were president, I would invoke the 14th Amendment, but it's not in my interest to tell him that. end quote. It's not in Hawley's interest to solve the debt limit issue, apparently, because he doesn't give a damn about the United States. Matt Gaetz, Trafficker Gaetz, the guy from Florida. Remember what he said last week. We won't negotiate with our hostage. We won't negotiate with our hostage. Hold on for a second. Why is a member of Congress taking a hostage? What is the hostage? America and the debt limit. Won't negotiate with our hostage. Well, Ronna McDaniel, she's the chairwoman of the Republican Party. She's the niece of Mitt Romney, by the way. On Wednesday, an interview with Fox Television about the debt ceiling said this, quote, what's going on, quote, bodes very well for Republicans. It makes Biden look like a president who is failing the American people. So I think that it bodes very well for the Republican field. What kind of statement is that? You will try to use the debt limit to injure the Democratic president so you can win. And in the meantime, trash our credit. Is that what you're saying? Hawley, it's not in your interest to do the right thing here. Gaetz, it's not in your interest to negotiate with your hostage. Well, here's what Joe Biden did, Stephanie, and everybody else. And I got to tell you something. He not only solved the debt limit, but he also negotiated a two-year budget, which this coming fall, they were going to try to hold us hostage again. And he did it in a way, quite frankly, that is, frankly, it'd be like normal budget negotiations, and he took them to the cleaners. Consider the following. First of all, I'll give you some inside baseball. In the White House, they were talking about invoking the 14th Amendment if McCarthy was intransigent or if the right-wing nuts got to him and he didn't have the votes. They did talk about it. And Biden had come to the conclusion that he would. But you don't show your cards. So here's what he did. First of all, he is becoming a president of historic proportions. You know, the next time you're with some friends at cookout or something, they go, oh, well, the economy is so bad and Biden's so bad. Get real. He's not flashy, and he's not a guy like a Trump that goes around trying to impress everybody how smart he is, or even like Bill Clinton, who I thought was one of the great presidents of the 20th century. I had the privilege of meeting him a number of times, and Hillary, feel very strongly about him. Joe Biden just gets the job done. He is not flashy. He flies under the radar. He has more experience and more wisdom from that experience than any president in our history. 50 years, goes back to 1972, 50 years. You think about this the next time you're at a cookout or something and somebody's giving you a hard time, okay? As a result of what he's done in hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure, there have been 32,500 projects in more than 4,500 communities in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. and the U.S. territories. Bridges, highways, water systems, airports. People are working like crazy. The climate change initiatives he took in the Inflation Adjustment Act, the Inflation Reduction, I should say, Act, and the CHIPS and Science Act to make sure we have chip production in this country and not in China. That's resulted in $220 billion in private investment. $220 billion. In private investment. And the clowns in the Republican Party wanted to eliminate. They wanted $3.7 trillion in cuts. They wanted to rescind the CHIPS and Science Act and anything having to do with the Inflation Reduction Act. Hey, guys, what about the $220 billion that people have already privately put in? Are you going to stiff them too, like you would have stiffed the bondholders that relied on our credit? The CHIPS and Science Act and the Inflation Reduction Act, guess what? This $220 billion in private investment, listen to the states that ended up in, and many of them are red states. Tennessee, Nevada, North Carolina, and Oklahoma got more than $4 billion each in private investment because of what Joe Biden did. Ohio got more than $6 billion. Arizona, more than 7 billion. South Carolina, more than 9 billion. And Georgia, more than 13 billion. And the clown congressman in Georgia and South Carolina, these clowns, this guy Norman in South Carolina, are you going to repay the $9 billion in private investment you got if you succeeded in rescinding the Inflation Reduction Act and the CHIPS and Science Act, you moron, you idiot? Are you? Are you going to do that? Let me tell you something else. Because of what Biden did in all of these acts, and he got them through a Republican Senate that had the gerrymander ability, it required 60 votes, and he had two Quislings on his side. Manchin, look up Quisling. Look it up on Google. You'll enjoy it. Two Quislings, Manchin and Sinema. Quisling was a guy in Norway who betrayed his country to side with Hitler, by the way. All right. How did he resolve this widening income gap? This is what Biden did with all this stuff between wage earners and upper income professionals the last 40 years. As a result of Biden's acts, people making an average of $12.50 an hour, $12.50, grew by 6% in 20 to 22 when he was president, after inflation. After inflation. Remember the timeline on this. The next time some clown accosts you at a cookout and goes, well, the economy's bad and Biden wouldn't negotiate and all this. Here are the facts, the historical facts. On January 13, Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury, warned McCarthy that they were about to hit the debt limit and that she could juggle the books a little bit legally, but at some point you run out of new revenues coming in and they've got to honor the bonds that we already extended because of McCarthy's votes and the people in his caucus. On March 9, Biden produced a detailed budget, which he was supposed to do by law. That was the time period, March 9. He sent it to McCarthy and he goes, all right, the usual process. You now give me your budget and I will sit down with you personally and we'll hash it out, which is ultimately what they did do after all these machinations. McCarthy couldn't get the right-wing nuts and sociopaths in his party to agree on any budget. They couldn't agree on anything. So on April 26, here's their response. They passed a bill that just said, cut $4.8 trillion out of the present expenditures. We're not going to tell you how. We're not going to tell you where. And then we'll extend the budget limit till by a year, so it blows up again right in the middle of the presidential campaign. Now, to Stephanie's point, what did Joe do? Joe is a wily, wily guy in a good way. Joe didn't go, okay, I'm going to do the 14th Amendment, the hell with you, blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. He kept saying, I'm not going to negotiate. And to Bill of Aconwalk's point, I'm not going to negotiate with terrorists. But he finally negotiated a deal. And what does that deal do? It protects Social Security and Medicare, which they wanted him to cut with his $4.8 trillion in cuts. Taxes remained the same. He also kept defense and veterans with the increase that he wanted because they're being threatened by the Chi-Coms and the Ruskies. Other domestic spending stayed the same, and it'll be increased by 1% next year. The two things that happened that he had to give up that I don't like, but you give up something, and he would have done this in budget negotiations anyway, but he nailed them now instead of letting them pull the plug next fall. They reduced the IRS money to catch their donors, in other words, tax cheats and thieves, their donors. They had to reduce that. He had an $80 billion. Be reduced by $10 billion over 2 years. Some tax cheats, some of their donors will sneak through. I don't like it either. But to save Medicare, save Social Security, save spending on defense and veterans and other domestic programs was essential. The other thing he did, and I don't think this is a bad thing, he tweaked the energy permit process. What I mean by that, now there'll be a dedicated agency that looks at those permits, and what they'll end up doing is they'll get them an answer in 2 years. That to me isn't unreasonable. The one thing I really don't like is somehow McCarthy and Gallagher and these people think this is fun. Extend the work requirement for food stamps from 49 to 54, but you exempt veterans and you exempt people who are homeless. Well, who do you think is not a veteran and is not homeless, but is like 54, 53 years old? Disproportionately women, and they're not going to be able to get food. If they're poor, they live in a rooming house, as long as they're not on the street, and they're moaning in their beds, they're hungry. Does that please McCarthy? Does that please Gallagher? If they got food stamps, a farmer got paid for those food stamps, they could eat, keep their dignity, and then the farmer pays taxes on that. And then with the after-tax income, he buys feed, clothes for his family, and he goes to a grocery store, and they pay taxes. So this was all about tweaking energy permits, letting some of their crooked donors sneak through with tax fraud, and making sure that women, by and large, in their early 50s, go hungry. That is what they accomplished, those idiots. Jean Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind, eh, Jean?
You know, you really have a great show, Matt, and great facts, and I just love your callers, and they need to have their voices heard all the time, share their information, because they do an outstanding job. We really need to face the facts that the current Republican Party is primarily incompetent, unstable, and live in la-la land. And everybody needs, if they get a chance to watch these people state in their case, you will see how deviant and psychotic and not in the real world these people are. And these people are the ones that are running our government. So we need to keep having our voices heard, educate all the people you can, encourage them to watch them when they're trying to state their case when they don't even have any, and blaming the Dems for everything that Trump did. So I really appreciate all your callers and you, Matt. So keep up the great work. This is so important because education is primary, and having everybody's voices heard and the things that they're learning is really, really important. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Jean, as always, for calling. And we're going to be going to a break right now. I have no choice. I see other callers. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Probably the break, but I just got to say this. The Republicans got snookered. Nothing, they got nothing out of this except to make some older women hungry. That's all they got out of this thing. And we got a 2-year budget out of it. So Joe Biden did a great job, and there are other ways of taking care of those women, and I'll explain. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 62 tonight under mainly clear skies. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 87. Lows level off around 61 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. Daytime highs approaching 88. 85, a mix of clouds and sun Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 89.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Right to the lines, don't hang up, but I will tell you something. I promise to tell you how Biden figured a workaround so these single women in their 50s are going to get fed anyway. And God bless him, I'll tell you what, because single women in their 50s being told to go out and find a job, who's hiring them? They lay them off. But the Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan, and this is one reason why a lot of the right wing are going to try to kill this thing tomorrow or tonight, but they're not going to be successful, said that as a result of that bill and the other rules of the SNAP program, which is food stamps, 2.8 billion more will be spent on food stamps and more people will go on it. And Joe Biden is finding a workaround so that people are fed. But the contemptible nature of insisting on a work requirement for women and single women in their early 50s, just because they're not homeless, is beyond cruel. It's beyond cruel. Todd or Billy, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt, this isn't what I called about exactly, but I did want to mention that since I've turned 50, I've had such a different, incredibly, exponentially more difficult experience in the job market than I did prior to 50. So you're just absolutely right that, you know, it's just so hard. You know, I'm employed now, but it's really hard after 50. But I wanted to call about the messaging that you talked about. You know, I listened to Anant Shankar Osorio, who researches and talks about messaging. And I wonder what your thoughts are on this. I think that you got to be clear and explain what you're talking about. But she's saying, you know, we got to tell the truth and that it's not about the debt ceiling. It's about default. That's what they're talking about is default, yes or no. They're not talking about work requirements. What it is stealing benefits from people who are who deserve them, who need them, who qualify for them by erecting barriers. And it's not about restrictions to abortion. It's stealing our freedoms. It's taking away freedoms. That's the language that we should be using and that people will hear and understand, according to Shankar Osorio.
Yeah, I think that's excellent. And I'm going to add something to that. And the old adage that Democrats are great at governing, bad at messaging, and the Republicans bad at governing, great at messaging, has a lot of truth to it. But the other thing about messaging that I've found over the years is it's got to be kind of simple and it's got to be repeated endlessly. If you put an ad on TV just one time, it has no effect at all. Nobody remembers it. You have to have it endlessly all the time so that it drills into their skulls. So to your point that it's about freedom, not, you know, some other kind of restriction, that it is, for instance, about, you know, somebody going hungry in their 50s, because you can say all you want about age discrimination and you can't discriminate against people who are over 40. But, you know, they do. There's a lot of ways to do it. They go, no, well, there's a lot of people here. Repeat it. Real simple. You can't have single women in their 50s going hungry just to make somebody in the Republican Party feel good. The abortion question it's the freedom for you to exercise your rights over your own body. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Always repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. We don't understand that. And it's not just that. When it comes to the debt limit, it's as you say, it's not talking about spending. This spending has already been voted on, and bill and bonds have been printed up, or they've been electronically prepared and bought by folks. They bought by folks. Folks put their savings into them. And what they're saying is, now we want a second vote on whether or not we got the credit card bill. We had the meal in the nice restaurant. We bought the coat we wanted. Now, should we pay for it? Well, you can get sued if you don't pay for it. But what, you want the federal government being sued by all the bondholders because we wouldn't pay? Are you kidding me? Excellent call. Thank you. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Your next question, your mind, eh, Mark?
Yeah, it's interesting how some of these Republicans, they throw the words liberty around and they talk about, you know, the free spending Democrats and all this, and maybe they voted against the budget the last time around, but they're perfectly willing to go back to their districts and take credit for the infrastructure that was going into this, both hard and soft infrastructure. It's interesting how they use the term liberty, and they're the ones who have their groups are calling themselves liberty this and liberty that, and those are the groups that want to ban books. I mean, ban freedom of speech. You know, to ban the freedom from religion that's in the First Amendment, not just, you know, the freedom of religion, because that's what it means. You're free to, you know, the government is not supposed to be dictating to us our religion. And that's what Madison and Jefferson, though they came at from different angles, they're both concerned about different ways, who's going to get corrupted by whom, but they didn't want government involved in religion, but they frequently involve, you know, the Lord Almighty is on their side. Well, God's on everybody's side. If he indeed he does exist, he's on everybody's side, not just on the Republican side. It is just a pretty, you know, and like you said, we have to start calling them out on it. We have to start calling them out.
Right.
They're enemies to liberty. They're enemies to liberty.
I think that's the message. It has to be short and sweet. Short and sweet. You know, you remember James Carville, who was he's a genius, I think, with Bill Clinton. He said it was the KISS theory. Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, stupid. In other words, he'd say it's the economy, stupid, you know, that kind of stuff. But keep it simple and leave out the word stupid as a pejorative. But keep it simple. Keep it simple. In other words, it's not about this. It's about liberty. You know, most people may not choose to exercise their liberty in a certain way. That's their choice. But keep it simple and repeat it. Repeat it relentlessly. And they repeat it through many different actors. You know, McCarthy will say it, and somebody else will say it. They all say it, the same thing. We don't. I mean, everybody in the Democratic Party will get up and talk about macroeconomics or something, and the average person's eyes glaze over. They truly glaze over. So when it comes to messaging, we know how to govern, and boy, does Joe Biden know how. Joe Biden is becoming an historic president. He really is. So the next time you get any guff from anybody, about, oh, the economy's bad. Are you kidding me? Unemployment is lower than it's been since the Vietnam War. And people making $12.50 an hour and on average got a 6% raise over the 2 years after inflation. And inflation is coming down faster than anywhere else in the world. Joe Biden is not flashy and boastful. Joe Biden is the best possible president we could have. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media.